Let's exalt him, please. If you can, rise up on your feet and let us just worship God. It is not by your spirit nor by your mind, but the spirit of God. Just lift up your voice this evening and just worship him and just exalt him. Tonight we are here to pray and not to play. So rise up on your feet and let us begin to just worship God. Let's exalt him. Let's magnify him. It's a wonderful day. It's a beautiful day. He has been good to us. He has been gracious to us. He has kept us from the time we wake up to this time. So it is worth giving thanks to God for. Mari kasekete bo shande degede. Le prasokete bregodo. Rasakete bo shande degede boska. Le prakosekete bo. Le kujakete bregodo. Mazekete bregodogodo. Rekataba, rekataba ba. Jekete bregodo, le prasokete bregodo, rakakaka zikete bregodoshka, mesakata baragada, le prakasekete bregodo, rakakaka jikete bregodoska, le pakajikete bregodo, marakasekete bregodogodo, le kuskata, le kuskata, le kuskata, le prakaka zikete bregodo, machete legedeboska. Oh, Father, we thank you. Ancient of days, we thank you. I am that I am, we thank you. The unchangeable changer, the one who was, the one who is, the one who is to come, we thank you. We give you all the praise, we give you all the glory. Hallowed be thy name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We welcome you tonight. We welcome you tonight. Your word said, where two or more are gathered, where two or more are gathered, there the Spirit of God is with us. Holy Spirit, you are welcome. 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 We give you all the praise. We give you all the glory. Rekuta baba sekete boshka. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name we have worship. In Jesus' name we have worship. Tonight, many of us will know that it's exam season. So tonight, we're going to pray for our exams. Okay? So we actually have 2 days we're going to pray for exams. So today, I'm going to pray for those of us who are doing undergrad and postgraduate exams. On Thursday, Minister MPA will pray for every other people who have exams because we have our children, secondary school exam, you know, A-levels, GCSE. We have some of our adults, they have professional exams that they have to do in their field. So we cannot forget those ones, okay? We have people who are doing PhD, people are writing papers, they're writing materials. We want to pray for them. We want to pray for them. We have many doctors who have exams to write. We have many nurses who have trainings, who have things. And it is mandatory they pass those trainings to progress, to move on. So we're going to pray for them. But today, specifically, because we cannot cover all these prayers in one day, today I'm going to focus on undergraduate and postgraduate tonight. Okay, so please, just join us tonight. So if... maybe you're a student, maybe you have finished your exams, you are thinking, well, be like, my exam is done, so I don't need to pray anymore. That's not true. You see, until you get the results of your exams, your exam is not done. Until you get the result, it is when you get the result, you cannot influence. Yes, your exam is done. There is nothing you can do physically, but there is something you can do spiritually. And I'm going to share my experience with us at some point. So if you are done with your exam, we're going to pray for favor. We're going to pray for favor, that your script will find favor, okay? And if you are writing your exams currently, we're going to pray for direction. We're going to pray for peace. We're going to pray that Holy Spirit will give you excellent spirit. And maybe you have exams coming up in the future. We are going to pray for you. So this exam is covering everyone. Everyone, whether you are done with your exams or you are still writing your exams or you are yet to start your exams, this prayer is for you. Is for you tonight. So please, I want you to get ready as we just spend some quality time to pray. And you know, while the senior pastor was rounding up with us yesterday, Holy Spirit just dropped a word into my spirit that for every one of us who's going to pray this prayer tonight, we are praying prophetically tonight, and it is important you have faith. Are you with me? It is important you have faith, because there is nothing too difficult for God to do. There is nothing impossible for God to do. You see, tonight, my faith is on another level tonight. So your faith needs to be high tonight. If you don't have faith, if you don't believe God can do it, then I'm sorry. It might not happen to you. So as you are watching, you are listening to this prayer, have faith in God. Are you with me? Have faith in God. Believe God. Believe God that it doesn't matter what your current circumstances is. It doesn't matter what you're going through. It doesn't matter whether academics for you has been a thing of a struggle. We are going to pray for you tonight. From tonight, you struggle no more. So tonight, I want you to believe God. If there is one thing I want you to have tonight, have a positive spirit. Amen. If there is one thing I want you to have in exam season, is to have a positive spirit, no matter the matter. Have a positive spirit. Your exam matter has been done. Be positive for a positive result. Don't finish your exam and begin to say, oh, this exam I failed. No, be positive. Declare what you want to see. Okay? If you are in this exam season, and just be positive. Because a positive spirit will encourage you, but a negative spirit will discourage you. If you have your exams coming up, no matter what people have said concerning the exams you are going to write in future, have a positive spirit. Trust God. Believe that there is nothing God cannot do. Scripture says, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. When Christ gives you inner strength, when Christ strengthens you from within, it is beyond you. So you can do all things, not in your strength, but in the strength of Christ. Are you with me? You can do all things, not in your strength. In other words, there is nothing you cannot do, because it is God who is at work in you. It is God who is at work in you. Because God is at work in you, you are able to do. Malipa seketeboshka le kasakata raka seketebo shekete bregodo le kusaketebo rasakete bregodo lakishakete bregodo rasaketebo le paka seketebo masekete bregodo raka kaka seketebo le kushakete bregodo raka kasikete bregodo masekete bregodo le kaka le karapata rekeke zekotoshka. Oh Father, we thank you. We give you all the praise. We give you all the glory. In Jesus' name we have prayed. The fact that you have an exam coming up means that you must have passed a previous exam to get to where you are. There must be an assessment before your next assessment. Maybe you are in year one, for example. You did GCSE. Maybe you are doing GCSE, you did A levels, or you did GCSE, or maybe you are in second year, you did first year exams. So even before we go deeper tonight, Scripture says, in all things, give thanks to God. In all things, give thanks to God, for this is the will of God to those who are in Christ Jesus. I want us to thank God for all our previous exams. Every exams you have written, all the deadlines you have done in the past, exams you did last summer, exams you did earlier this year, every exams you have done, let us thank God. And say, God, I thank you. I thank you for all my exams results. Rakaka zikete bregodo, le kaka zikete bregodo, makaka zikete bregodo, le kaka zikete boskam. Just thank God. Scripture says, be thankful in all circumstances, for this is the will of God for you who belong to Christ. Ma zikete bregodoshka, ma zikete bregodoshka, makaka zikete bregodo, la kaka zikete bregodo, makaka zikete bregodo. Oh, thank God for all the previous exams. The exams you've written earlier this year, the exam you've written last year, the one you read in January, in February, in March, in April. Just thank God for them. Marika kaka sekete boshka. Marika kaka sekete bo. Lekekeke sekotoshka. Ephesians 5 and verse 20. It says, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Give thanks to God. Just thank God tonight. Just thank God tonight. We will be ungrateful to come to God's presence and not appreciate Him and not thank Him for how far He has brought us. Marika kaka sekete boshka le paka sekete bo mareke ke sekoto legudo rekata baba sekete bregudo le praka kashekete boska. Ancient of Days, we thank you. I am that I am, we thank you. Marika kasekete bo le paka sekete bregudo rekata ba le praka kaka sekete rekete bregudo masikate bregudoshka masekete bregudo le papa papa. Thank God for all your previous achievements, all your success stories. Oh, thank God. Thank God. Thank God for them. Thank God for them. Rekata baba sekete boshka. Masikate bregodo. Le pakaka sekete bregodo. Rakaka sekete bregodo. Rekete boshete legede. Le praka sekete. Rakata. Rakata. Le kakaka sekete legede. Rakete boshete legede. Le prake sekoto legodo. Rekete boshete legede. Rosikata ba. Le prakata. Rakata ga. Rakaka zaga. Le prakaka shegede. Masekete bregodo. Rakaka sekete bregodo. Masekete bregodo shka. Le papa papa papa. Whether it is practical exam, oral exam, written exam, spoken exam, God saw you through it. Marika kaka. Whether it is a physical exam or online exam, God saw you through it. Ladies and gentlemen, the same exam you thought was easy, some people did not pass. Some people didn't do well, but God helped you. Oh, let us thank Him. Let us thank Him. Let us thank Him. It is by His mercies. It is by His mercies that we have succeeded. Oh, let us thank God. Marika kaka segede boshka le paka kaka reke sekete bo rekata baba sekete bo masekete bregodo maraka kaka segede godo. Oh, thank you, Jesus. 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 Marika kasekenego le praka kasekete brogodo rakaka kasekete brogodo marekete boshka le paka sekete brogodo masekete brogodoshka. Oh, Father, we thank you. We worship you, Lord. We give you all the praise. We give you all the glory. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Tonight, we're going to structure the exams in three different angles. We're going to pray first and foremost for those who are writing their exams currently. And after we pray for them, we're going to pray for those who have done their exam. They are waiting their result. And we're going to pray for those who have their exams coming up in a few weeks, in a few months, so they need to prepare. Are you with me? But the first scripture I'm going to read tonight is John chapter 14 and verse 27. One of my favorite scriptures, Bible scriptures, John chapter 14 and verse 27. We want to pray for peace. My God, we want to pray for peace. You know, one of the blessings, one of the best things that can happen in exam season is that you have peace. Because when you have peace, you are able to focus. When you have peace, you are able to concentrate. When you have peace, you are able to maximize the time you have. But when you lack peace, when there is no peace around you, when there is no tranquility, when there is troubles, you go to exam, you can't even focus. You go to a library for 6 hours, you can't even focus because you are thinking of this negative news, this bad news. You lack peace. I want us to pray for peace. And that scripture, it says in John chapter 14 and verse 27, he says, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled." Now, we're going to spend some time here. He says, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you." In other words, we can derive peace from the world. Praise God. An example of peace in the world is, if I say, "Bro, don't worry. Your exam tomorrow, I'll give you the answers." You give you temporary peace. Some people say, "Don't worry, tomorrow I'll write your exam for you. I'll give you the question. Don't worry, just sit next to me in the exam. I will pass it to you." It will give you temporary peace. But when the exam comes and I don't do it for you, then you lack peace. But when God gives you peace, you go to the library, you are able to focus. I want us to pray for peace for every one of us who have exams in this season, that God will give peace. That God will give peace. The peace that God gives is everlasting. The gift that God peace, the peace that God gives is eternal. I want us to pray for peace. In this exam season, for every of our students, undergraduate and postgraduate, they have exams, their heart will not be troubled. Their heart will not be troubled. Marika ka sekete boshka. Le pa 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 sekete bo. Ma sekete bregodoshka. Le pa ka sekete bregodo. Ma rekete boshka. Le pa kaza. Le pa kaza. Raka ka sekete boshka. Oh, let us pray for peace. And say, Lord God, for every of our students who have exams, let them have peace. Give them peace. Give them peace. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Now hear this. This peace that we are talking about is not in the absence of troubles or challenges, because scripture says there will be challenges on this earth. But in spite of the challenges, in spite of what is going on, because guess what? The world will not stop because I have exams. You know that? Things will not come to stop because, oh, I have exam, everything will stop. No, life will still progress. Things will still happen. But in spite of it, some people, they don't have money for transport. They don't have money for food. Their mom is sick. There are issues at home, but they have exams. And everything depends on this exam. So when God gives them peace, the peace is not to nullify. The peace is not to, is not to null, it is to nullify the challenges. It's to put their mind at rest. It's to allow them to focus. The peace is not to stop the challenges, because it's part of life. I want us to pray for that kind of peace. That is why he said, my peace I give to you. This is God. This is Jesus personalizing this peace. This Holy Spirit saying, I will give you peace. This inner peace, I will give it to you. This tranquility, I will give it to you. Let not your heart be troubled. Don't be afraid. 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 Rakaka zikete boshka. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. In the name of Jesus. Don't be afraid. Rakaka zikete bo. Le paka zikete bo. Rakaka zegedegede. Le prakaka zegede. Marakaka zegedegede. Rakaka zikete bo. La prako zekete brigodo. La kaka zegede. Rekata baba. When God gives us that peace, you will excel. That peace will make you prosper. Mare kotoshka, le paka sekete boshka, mas sekete bo, rekataba, le prakata, sakete boshka, le paka kaka sekete go, rakaka, rakaka, le kakaka sekete boshka, o mas sakete brogodo, ma le kekeke sekoto le godoshka. Oh, Father, we thank you. In Jesus' name we have prayed. I want us to pray that prayer one more time. You know, for a student in exam season, that's not the time for parents to be fighting, having argument, having issues. Why now? Why now? Why not later? Why not? Why must it be now? I want us to pray for distractions. There are some things you would just distract the children. They are so smart, they are so intelligent, but this distraction will make them lose their peace. And once they lose their peace, they go into the library, all they are doing is crying. They cannot focus because of a negative news, because of a bad news, because of life issues, because of life situation. But I want us to pray in the midst of that, God will give peace. Mareke zekotoshka, le paka kaka kaka, zekete bregodoshka, le paka kaka zekedego, rakate boshka, mas zekete bregodo, rakaka kaka zekede boshka. In Jesus' name we have prayed. I remember many years ago, I lost my dad. I never knew he was sick. For some reason, I was the only one in the UK. All my family are in Nigeria, and I didn't even know he was sick at all. And I don't know how they coerced me to go to my auntie's house. And they were going to break the news to me there. All right. And we stopped by to buy something. And my elder brother called me. And he just screamed on the phone that daddy is dead. I was like, what? What did you just say? You know, for 1 month, I couldn't sleep. I was crying every day. I was crying day and night because I hadn't seen him 3 years before. And the last time I saw him, it wasn't a goodbye. It wasn't a goodbye hug. I believed I would see him again. The thought that I would not see him again, 1 month. And it was just 2 weeks after I finished my exams, my A-level exam. You can imagine if I knew, if it was during my exams, I can't focus. Nothing will enter. There's nothing you will tell me. God knows what will happen. 1 month, I could not sleep. I was just crying. I was just weeping. I was just like, what? How? When? Was he sick? What happened? I want us to pray. I want us to pray for peace. I want us to pray whatever we go wrong for our student in this exam, Holy Spirit will hold it. It will not go wrong. I want us to pray. Because you will hear some news, it will just put you off guard. It will put you off guard. It will take weeks. It will take days to get back. I want us to pray. I want us to pray and say any form of distractions. Malikaka zekete boshka. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Malika ka zekete boshka, lepra ka ka zekete brugodoshka, lepa ka zekete bo, ma zekete brugodoshka, lepa pa 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 zekete brugodo, maraka ka zekedoshka. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Eventually, when I found out what happened to my dad, I think it was the right thing for him to go to meet the Lord, because they spent money, was coughing blood, it was smelly, everything was, for a period of 1 month, it was just too much. And apparently, it's been happening for over 2 years. I didn't know anything. But when I found out what happened and what has transpired, I think it was the right time that God just take him home. Because the stress was too much. It's becoming a burden and was too much. But I don't want to hear that in my exam season. I don't care what it was. So I want us to pray that prayer one more time. I want us to pray in this exam season that God will give, when they have peace, Malika Zeketeboshka. When they have peace, they will do excellently well. When they have peace, they will be outstanding. In the name of Jesus. Rakaka Zeketeboshka. Lepaka Zeketebo. Marekeke Zekoto Legotoshka. Masekete Brogotoshka. Me Zekete Brogodo. Rakaka Zekete Brogotoshka. Me Zekete Brogotoshka. Rekaka Zeketebo. Malekeke Zekotoshka. Le prakasa. Le prakasa koto legodoshka. Le papa ziketeboshka. Oh Father, we thank you. In Jesus' name we have prayed. In Jesus' name we have prayed. You know, when I was in my final year of university, there was a particular module. Nobody passed that module. In fact, after my year, I heard that module was removed from the syllabus because nobody passed. Nobody passed. I want us to pray against the spirit of fear. He says, let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. You will hear some statistics that this exam, people don't pass it. Fear just come. When you see 20% percent pass rate, and you know that you yourself, God is helping you in your academics, you begin to fear. That fear, I want us to pray that no matter what the statistics are saying, when it is your turn, when it is our turn, we will do excellently well. I want us to pray. Marika kasekotoshka, lepra kasiketebo, mareketeboshka, lepra kasiketebrogotoshka. And say, Lord God, no matter what I've heard, no matter what they have said in this exam season, Philippians 4 and verse 6, don't be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. Don't be anxious about anything. It doesn't matter. Don't be anxious. Don't be worried. Don't be fearful. Don't be afraid. Why? Because greater is he that is in you. Greater is he that is in me. Greater is he that is in us. Rekata baba sekotoshka. Le prakaka siketego. Rekata baba sekotoshka. Mashekete le prakoko sekotoshka. Le praka, le praka, le kekeke sekotoshka. Me sekete bregodo. Rakaka sekete bregodoshka. Ma sekete bregodoshka. Ma lepe sekotoshka. Rekata baba sekotoshka. Le koko sekete. Rekakaka sekotoshka. Oh, Father, we thank you. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Secondly, we want to pray for excellent spirit. The spirit of excellence in the life of a man will make the man produce excellent results, because it carries a spirit that is an excellent spirit. So an excellent spirit will always produce an excellent result. I want us to pray Daniel chapter 6 and verse 3. Daniel chapter 6 and verse 3. I want us to pray for excellent spirit and retentive memory. Scripture says, then this Daniel, change the word Daniel and put your name there. Then this Daniel became distinguished above all other high officials because an excellent spirit was upon him. The reason why he stood out, the reason why he was distinguished is obvious. Because, there is a clause, because an excellent spirit, the Holy Spirit, the spirit of excellence. When you have the Holy Spirit in you, you have the excellent spirit in you. You just need to call it forth. You just need to speak it and say, this exam, I will do excellently well. You know, I will normally share amongst the youth that, especially in my final year, because when I went to my final year, I was already a pastor in my final year. In my second year, I had 3 receipts. So when I went, I took a gap year. When I went to my final year, the fear of failure, what if I don't graduate? And I said, I'm the youth pastor, I cannot fail. So when I came to exam hall, before I opened the paper, I lay hands on it. I like kashate leboska. And I just decree and I declare, say, God, as I open this thing, bear in mind that I've had sleepless night, I've revised, I've done. In my final year, I wasn't lazy. So I want us to pray for excellent spirit. And say, Lord God, that's it. The excellent spirit in a nutshell is the spirit of God upon a man. I want us to say, Lord God, we release excellent spirit upon all of our students who are writing exams in this season. And say, Lord God, because of that spirit, they will do excellently well. When you be, you will do. When you do, you will get. Rakata leprakaka sekedeboshka leprakaka siketebo masekete bregodoshka lekakaka siketeboshka. I want us to pray for all our students who are writing exams, that the spirit of excellence will come upon them, will be activated, and they will become. When they will become, they can do. When they do, they will get them. I want us to pray marekekeke sekoto legodoshka. Masekete bregodogodo le papa papa pa sekete boshka masekete bregodoshka rekataba le prakaka sekete bregodoshka le sekete bregodoshka me sekete bregodoshka le kekeke sekoto shegere boshka masekete bregodoshka masekete bregodoshka masekete bregodoshka le sekete bregodo masekete bregodoshka me sekete bregodo. Makakaka sekete bregodoshka, le sekete bregodo, ma sekete bregodoshka, rekete bregodo, ma sekete bregodoshka. Mala papa sekete bregodoshka, me sekete bregodoshka, lekeke sekete bregodoshka, lekeke sekete bregodo, me sekete bregodoshka, lekeke sekete bregodoshka, me sekete bregodo, sekete bregodoshka, me sekete bregodoshka, ma sekete bregodo, me sekete bregodo, sekete bregodoshka, ma sekete bregodo, sekete bregodo, ma sekete bregodo, sekete bregodoshka. In Jesus' name we have prayed. The Lord, the excellent spirit is an hardworking spirit, not a lazy spirit. The spirit of excellence is not a replacement to being lazy. Laziness, when you are lazy, you don't have that spirit. Because this excellent spirit and hardworking spirit. I want us to pray against the spirit of laziness. And if you read the book of Proverbs, it says so much about lazy people. Proverbs 12 and verse 24. Diligent hand will rule, but laziness end in forced labor. Proverbs 13 and verse 4. A sluggard appetite is never filled, but the desires of the diligent are fully satisfied. I want us to pray against the spirit of laziness. The spirit of God is not the spirit of laziness. I want us to pray for all our students in this exam season, that they will not be lazy. They will not procrastinate. That the spirit of excellence, hard work, God will give them strength to be able to revise, to be able to prepare, to be able to get ready in the name of Jesus. And say, Lord God, with every spirit of laziness is a spirit. Hard work is a spirit. I want us to pray. Marekeke zekotoshka le papa papa ziketebo. Marekeke zekoto le kakaka ziketebregodoska. Oh kakaka zekedeboshka. I say, Lord God, let the grace come upon us. We don't want to be lazy. Give us strength in the name of Jesus. We want to be disciplined. Marekeke zekoto le godoshka. Mazeketebregodosha. In Jesus' name we have prayed. You know, this month in the ministry, we're looking at the fruit of the Spirit. Every tree that produces, they produce because they are disciplined. I want us to pray. The Spirit of God is the spirit of discipline. You have to be disciplined. I want us to pray for all our students. This is not time to be watching Netflix, to be watching series, to be watching YouTube, to be doing TikTok, to be doing Instagram. This time, you see, there is a time and a season for everything. You know, when I was a student, I don't sleep in exam season. But when I finish exam, my God, I can be on my bed. I don't even joke. 3 days, I'll just be watching from YouTube to YouTube. I won't even shower. I'll just brush my teeth, eat, lie down on my bed, sleep. I feel like I've deserved it. Because for 5 days, I can now, how many hours I sleep? And nobody will fault me for it. Because they know, okay, and when I do that, my body is one kind, I'll go and shower. I'll come back to my bed again. I'll just eat in and just watching YouTube movies. In my days, there was no Netflix. There was no Disney and all those things. I want us to pray for the spirit of discipline. Exam time is discipline time. It's time to be disciplined. Because a farmer, when it's time to plant, planting time is discipline time. They go to the farm and they go and dig the ground. They dig the ground and they plant. A farmer who is in discipline in the time of sowing, when the time to reap to come, there will be nothing to reap. When the result time comes, there will be nothing to show for it. I want us to pray that the spirit of discipline. Apostle Paul says, I discipline myself. I discipline myself. And say, Lord God, all our students who have exams, that spirit of discipline, they will be disciplined in the name of Jesus. For those who have their exams coming up, that God will help them to be disciplined. They will come up with a plan and they will stick with it. They will come up with a plan. They will come up with a timetable and they will stick with it in the name of Jesus. Marika kasekotoshka, le praka kasekedegede, raka kasekedeboshka, le pepepepe seketebrekotoshka, me seketebrekotoshka. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Psalm 32 and verse 8. Scripture says, I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you with my eye upon you. When you are preparing for exams, in the middle of your exam, and God is the one teaching and instructing, you cannot go wrong. When Holy Spirit is your teacher, oh man, you can't go wrong. You know, when I was a student, because academics wasn't a struggle for me, But the time came in my university study, it became a struggle. I didn't know why until I graduated, until I pressed on to graduate. And if time permits, I will share with us. I want us to pray. So I depend so much on God when I became a pastor. Oh, when I go to the library, before I read, I just pray, carry papa, 30 minutes. I say, God, as I'm going to read, because I'm there all night. So I spend the first 1 hour. In fact, there was a friend of mine. It's about six of us who go to together. Mommy, I will go to one corner. Say, just leave me. And the one of them will laugh at me and say, oh, Labi, you are here to read. Why are you praying? Where result came, I got better result than her. And she was brilliant than me. You see the irony of life. Because I knew my weakness. And I knew if I can depend on this God, it will come true for me. The people who were laughing at me in the library then, I got a better result than them. They were shocked when the result came out. I want us to pray for direction. I want us to pray for instruction. That in this exam season, as those who are preparing for exams, who are in the middle of exams, Holy Spirit will teach them. When he's the one teaching you, when he's directing you, read this and read that. Mali papa sekete boshka, le pakaka sekete boshka, le papa sekete brokososka, le keke sekete boshka. You know, amen. One of the things that Jesus said when he left his disciples the second time, he appeared to them the second time. He said, I need to go. When I go, the Spirit will come, a helper. He will be your helper. He will teach you. He will instruct you. He will direct you in the way you should go. So that is what we are calling on. I want us to pray for all our students who have, maybe they have exams coming up in a few weeks, in a few months, or they are in the middle of exam. They have exam tomorrow, later today. I want us to pray that Holy Spirit to teach them. It's not too late to teach them. It's not too late. Rakaka sekete boshka, le papa pasikete brogodo, rakaka sekete boshka, le paka sekete brogodo, rakaka sekete brogodo, lakaka sekete brogodo, marekeke sekoto legodo, rakataba, le praka. I want the Holy Spirit teach them, all our students, teach them, instruct them, counsel them in the way they should go, because we know, because God says, for I know the thoughts and the plans I have for you, thought of good and not of evil, to give you a hope and a future, to bring you to an expected end. Oh Father, we thank you. In Jesus' name we have prayed. You know, in my final year as a student, the most difficult exams were my last exam. And so I had back-to-back exams. I had about 5 exams in my final year. The 4 exams, Holy Spirit was showing me, I saw 1 or 2 things that would come out, and it helped. But my final exam was the most difficult paper. And that paper had failed the coursework. All right? So for me to graduate, I need to get a first class in that exam. And the night before the exam, I could remember I was in QMC Medical Library, because I became popular as a student because I was ordained very young and people know me, so everybody will come and say, so I had to find a place that nobody knows me, that I just need to go and hide somewhere. And the day before the exams, I said, Holy Spirit, you must help me. I don't even know what to read. And Holy Spirit gave me a specific exam script. And I told my friends, I said, can you guys read this particular exam paper? I feel it will come out. It was 4 of us who studied together. Out of those 4, I was the weakest. We will give ourselves topic. When I'm teaching my own topic, they will be the one teaching me. Because I was already a pastor. I knew biomedical science, medicine, all those things is not my calling. But I've started this, I must finish. So I pushed myself. One of my friends sent me a laugh emoji. I said, okay, that's fine. When we got into the exam hall, it was 7 questions, answer 4. I knew 6 of them. Exactly what I had read the night before, word for word, exactly, nothing. Those six of them, exactly what I read. I need to study 21 topics in 12 hours. I don't have the time. I say, God, which one should I do? Exactly. In fact, after answering three questions, so out of the other three, I need to pick one. I was now doing many, many, many more. Father has a donkey. Donkey die. Father, to pick one. Because I was just playing. I was the first to finish the exam. One of my friends looked at me. He said, the other one looked at me. He said, yeah. I said, I told you, you did it. That's what God can do. And trust me, in my final year, I was not lazy. In my second year of university, I must confess, I was very lazy. I missed half of my lectures. I just thought allow because I did well in my first year, so I thought my second year would be all right. So when I went to my final year, I said, no, I cannot fail. I must graduate in summer. What I worked at. Because if I wasn't in church, I'll be in the library. If I wasn't in church, I'll be in the library. I worked hard, and Holy Spirit crowned it for me because I had friends who were very intelligent. We go to library together. Sometimes we'll leave here and go all the way to Clifton. We'll go to the canteen. We'll read all night. We'll teach ourselves. We'll read. I want us to pray for all our students for direction. When Holy Spirit tell you, read this and read that, you can't go wronger. Marika kasekete boshka. Le papa pasikete brogodo. Raka kasekete boshka. Le papa pasikete brogodo. Rakata baba sekete boshka. Le papa pasikete boshka. You know, sometimes exam season can be overwhelming. When you have so much exam, some of the students, they have 6 exams. Somebody had 8 exams, 7 exams. Back to back is just a lot. But when Holy Spirit teach you, because there is peace and you're able to focus, and Holy Spirit teach you, you cannot go wrong. And that is what we are crying unto her. Marika kasekotoshka, le papa pazikebo, mareke zekotoshka, le papa pazikebo, rakaka zekotoshka, le papa pazekebo, mareke teboska, le prakaka zekeboshka, rakaka kasekeboshka. Whether you are writing your exams or you are exams coming up, you can ask and say, God, lead me, instruct me, direct me in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we thank you. Scripture says in Proverbs 3, verse 5, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make straight your path. He says, do not lean on your own understanding, because the understanding of man is limited. The understanding of man is based on what a man knows. But the understanding of God is unlimited. It's vast. It's vast. It's unending. I want to pray and say, God, direct us in the name of Jesus. All our students, they have exams coming up. They have a lot of exams. Direct them. Lead them in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Rekata baba zekotoshka. Le papa pazikebo. Rakaka zeketegede. Rekoto legodoshka. Le prakaka zekete brokotoshka. He says, for I know the plans I have for you, declare the Lord. Plans of good and not of evil, to give you a hope and a future, to bring you an expected end. Isaiah 11 and verse 2, and the Spirit of the Lord rests upon me, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of God, the Spirit of counsel, of wisdom, of understanding, that will direct us in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we thank you. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Next, I want us to pray for those who have done their exams. Alright, they've done their exams and they're waiting for their results. But it is not over until you get your result. Holy Spirit can still fight for you. We're going to pray for favor, specifically for them, favor. You know, because I realize that you might have done your exams, but most of the exams that we write, it's and human being that will mark it. It's not a machine. Alright? And somebody who's marking your exams, if they hear a bad news in that season, it will affect them. You know, man of God, if you hear an exciting news, you can promise what you don't have. Because you are excited. People say, don't make promise when you are happy or when you are sad. Because what you've heard will influence your action. You know, when you hear a bad news, you're just like, don't disturb me, I'm busy, I've had a bad day. But when you hear a good news, you want to tell everybody. I want us to pray for all our students who are reading their exams, that when their exam is being marked, whoever will mark their exams, they will hear good news. They will not, in that time, they will not hear bad news. They will not hear negative news, because there is a way your mood affects what you do. I want us to pray. Kali Pasekoto, that is the favor of God. That is God's favor. That is God's favor at work. I want us to pray and say, Lord God, for all our exams that has been written, favor in the name of Jesus. Favor. Le papa pa seketebo ma sekete brokodoshka me sekete brokodoshka le kaka kaziketebo ma rekeke zekodoshka le papa pa pa seketeboshka. When your script is favored, you will get good results. In Jesus' name we have prayed. You know, the examiner can say, because they are out of excitement, say, oh, I like this name. It's very long. I can't even pronounce it. And they say, because they like the name, they give you good results. Because it is their influence. They can say, I like this name. This name is an interesting name. I can't even pronounce it. You know, I've seen a result in this UK. One of my friends, lecturer, said, nice name, after marking and giving comments. I said, wow. That means they like the name. That means the name interests them. So I want us to pray for favor. Scripture says in Psalm 90 and verse 17, let the favor of the Lord our God be upon us and establish the works of our hands. Yes, establish the works of our hands. I want us to pray. When the favor of God is upon a man, it will establish the works of their hand. And when your work is established, you can't go wrong. I want us to pray for favor. Favor that brings about establishment. Favor that brings about establishment. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what the exam says. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Le kekeke zekotoshka, re kata baba, le praka kasi kete boshka, le pako sekete bregodo, le kekeke zekotoshka. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. One of the youth ministers, Minister Derek, will always share his testimony. His final exam, the final exam is an accounting exam, and he failed it. He didn't even attempt all the questions, and he said to himself, I'm going to have to receive this. And he had planned, he had gotten offer for his master's the following year, and he was traveling that same summer to Canada for work. So there's no way for him to have come back and do it. He said on his way home, Holy Spirit dropped a scripture upon him. He started praying. He said, God, I cannot fail. God, I cannot fail. And when the result came out, he got a 2-1. And they said that even though he failed that exam, they gave him what is called pass with completion, because he didn't miss any lectures. He was very active in class. He was engaged in class. And they said, they looked at all his previous results. And they said, okay, he had done well. He never failed any. So this one is just a blip. We'll allow him. And they gave him 2-1. That's favor. How can you explain that? That is favor. No matter what they say, we know it's God's favor. I want us to pray for that favor to come upon all our exams that have been written. Marika Kaseketeboshka, Lepa, the examiner, God knows them by name. The examiner, God knows them by name. They will favor us in the name of Jesus. They will favor us. Rakaka Kaseketo Legodoshka, Lepa Papa Ziketeboshka, Rekata Baba Zeketo, Rakaka Kaseketeboshka. They will favor us in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we thank you. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. And I've seen some results in this UK, that the examiner helps students to complete the sentence. Oh, I guess this is what you are trying to say. And they give him the mark. How can you explain that? Because the handwriting is, you know, when you are in exam hall, you write fast, fast, fast. So then I said, I guess this is what you meant. And they give him the result. I want us to pray. You know, when I was doing A-levels, I want us to pray for people. When I was doing A-levels, my A-level chemistry result in college, in London, in college, when the result came out and it was posted, there was no grade in front of my name. And I was baffled because I wrote the exam. I was baffled. So I told my lecturer and everything. So we wrote to the exam body and whatnot. And they couldn't find my script. And that's the first time it will happen to the college in over 20 years. My script got missing. because I called for it. Let me see my script. They couldn't find it. And they checked the camera in the school. On that day, I went to college. I sat for the exams. I want us to pray for favor. Our script do not go missing. It is the favor and the message of God. When our script do not go missing, I want us to pray that they have to give me the grade that was predicted by my tutor. I want us to pray for favor. I want us to pray. Favor, sometimes you just can't explain. When the favor of God comes upon the man, when I heard from the exam board, they said, based on the evidence before them, they don't normally do this, but because of the circumstances and based on the evidence, you know, all their grammar, they will award me my previous grade. I said, just award me. That exam, I'm not even sure I got a B because it was tough. But I knew it was just favor. I want us to pray for God's favor, because things can go wrong, but it won't be your paper. It won't be my paper. I want us to pray. Marika ka sekete boshka, le papa pa sekete boshka, re kata baba sekete boshka. And say, Lord God, in this exam season, favor for all our students who have written their exams. Favor in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Finally, scripture says in Luke chapter 2 and verse 52, and Jesus Christ increased in favor, increased in wisdom, and in stature, and in favor with God and man. So if Jesus increased in favor before man, then you and I, we also need favor from man. I want us to pray that everyone, whether they have written their exams or they are yet to write their exams, whenever they write the exam, they will be favored. Their paper will be favored. Their name will be favored in the name of Jesus. Because scripture says, and Jesus increased in favor before man, not just God. I want us to pray, even as we round up. Le papa pa sekete boshka, le praka ka sekete boshka, reke sekete bregodo, le paka sekete boshka. Oh, Father, we thank you. We worship you, Lord. We give you the praise. We give you the glory. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Let us thank God for answered prayer tonight. Let's thank him, because we know with God, impossible is nothing. With God, there is nothing he cannot do. We give you the praise. We give you the glory. Hallowed be thy name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for the testimonies, God, Lord, that will come from our students when they get their result. We thank you for strength. We thank you for favor, for excellent spirit. We thank you, Lord, for everything. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for peace. We exalt you. We give you the praise. We give you the glory. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. The prayer continues tomorrow, 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. So please, let us, you know, come and let's trust God. You know, we told ourselves in Birmingham Church, don't focus about the 21. Just know we have fasting and prayer starting yesterday. Don't worry about the word 21 makes it look long. Once we say stop, just carry on. Once it's time to stop, we'll tell you stop. All right? And God will give us grace. We started well, we'll finish well in the name of Jesus. Very quickly, before we share the grace, the senior pastor instructed us that when we come to God's presence, we should come and give unto God. So we are in God's house tonight. I want us to give. Scripture says, give and it shall be given to you. Press down, shaking together. So no matter, there is no amount that is too little to give. Give what you are able to give. I want us to just give to God tonight. No amount is too small. No amount is too small for God. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to give us 20 seconds and then we're going to share the grace together. For those of us who are watching, you can scan the QR code if you're not a member, and then it will take you directly to how to give. And we'll appreciate your support. Hallelujah. Can we share the grace together in fellowship? May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely, God's goodness and his mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. Talk to your neighbor and say, surely, God's goodness and his mercy shall follow you all the days of your life, and you shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. And to yourself declare, surely, surely God's goodness and his mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. Have a wonderful evening. God bless you and God bless me.
Are you ready to call upon the one who hears, who answers prayers, who is the same yesterday, today, and forever? Join Pastor Ezekiel Alawale and God's Vineyard Ministries for 21 days of prayer and fasting. Don't miss our daily prayer meetings starting from the 29th of May, 6 p.m. Mondays to Fridays, 5 p.m. on Saturdays and bank holidays, and be part of our Sunday service and local house fellowship prayers. And watch out for our 12 hours of non-stop prayer on the 2nd of June from 8 p.m. and an evening of worship on the 3rd of June from 5 p.m. concluding with our prayer conference with Pastor Esther Aluko. 21 days of prayer and fasting. God's Vineyard Ministries. Get ready to ignite at this year's Radical Youth Alumni Weekend Away. Join the growing community as you connect, inspire, share, fellowship, and have fun with fellow alumni. At £150 for the whole weekend, with reduced offers across Saturday and Sunday. Spaces are limited. Register and reserve your spot today.